Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number two on this tremendous Thursday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you on BetQL, proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250 and you'll get that $250 match at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers app, betrivers.com. Nicky football still to come. Some English Premier League bets for the weekend. Josh Norris coming up next hour. Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. Sam Paniatovich next hour. Bets for the NFL and college football. Power hour, final hour. All our bets for tonight. Panthers and the Texans. Side total and props. But right now on the show, we're pleased to welcome in weekly guest on Thursdays. We're very happy to have him. One of the real deals out there in this space, giving out thoughts, giving out analysis, giving out bets. That is pro sports bettor Rob Bozzolo. We want everyone to check out Rob's app, which is BetStamp, at BetStamp on Twitter. Rob's podcast is called Circles Off, like a great look at the sports betting industry, the Circles Off podcast. Rob also has a Sunday morning NFL Periscope, giving last-minute thoughts and picks for games at Rob Bozzolo on Twitter. Rob, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken ahead of week three in the National Football League on BetQL. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, Nick. How about you?
We're doing pretty good, Rob. We got, so, you know, kind of pull back the curtain. Usually you'll send us a list of games where you have a bet or a game that you like. And you basically might as well have just like Xeroxed the schedule for the NFL this week and sent it to us and been like, let's talk about all of these. And the first one on this list, I am like very, very hopeful that you and I are on the same side in this game. I think this is my favorite bet, maybe of the season up to this point. So I'm curious where your opinion falls on this Falcons-Giants game. So obviously open 3.5. Now the Giants a 3-point favorite with a total of 47.5. Your thoughts on Falcons-Giants as I sit here and cross my fingers?
I think the Giants offense is being overvalued going into this game because they played that Thursday game against Washington, looked really good on offense. We saw a lot of looks out of the Giants offense that we typically wouldn't see before, especially with Daniel Jones running that RPO and just destroying that Washington defensive front. And I think now we've kind of seen that and teams will start to adapt to that. And for that reason, I kind of like the Falcons and the under in this game. And that's kind of where the market's gone over the course of the week. I think you could find some Atlanta 3.5 early in the week. The total's been bet down from 48.5 into the 47.5 range right now. And I wholeheartedly agree with both of those moves because I think that there's one unit overvalued in this game, and that's the Giants offense. Now, granted, Atlanta might be a really bad football team, and I was higher on them going into the year than I am right now. They haven't looked all that good, but the score last week against the Bucs is a little bit misleading as well. They were in that game late into the game before the two pick sixes that ultimately cost them the game and the cover. But personally, I can't get the 3 in this game. I can't get to the total. So this is like one of those double dippers for me where I like the Falcons and the under.
Oh, we know. We had Atlanta last week. That was a pretty miserable fourth quarter. After getting it to 28-25, Rob, we've spent a lot of time this week, and we'll see about the weather in Western New York coming into Sunday. But I feel like we've kind of established here on You Better You Bet this week, like a pretty firm stance on both side and total for Buffalo hosting the Washington football team. Right now at Bet Rivers, Buffalo, a 7.5-point favorite. Know that it's 7 elsewhere, but at Bet Rivers at 7.5, and the total sitting at 45.5. What are you thinking right now for Josh Allen, who's been scattershot to start the year, obviously, with the accuracy against Taylor Heinicke and the football team?
I bet Washington +9, and I've actually bet them at +7.5 as well. And I would bet them basically down to 7 at this point. And this one's a real challenge for me because I was high on the Bills going into this year, but I cannot ignore what I've seen from Josh Allen so far. And maybe we'll give him the benefit of the doubt because he's faced two good defenses to start the season, especially that Steelers defense who is getting in the backfield a lot. But I think what's really really concerning right now is the accuracy. It's not like he's, you know, had real struggles or Brian Daboll has had a bad game plan. I think they've gotten some receivers open. And it's weird that we're talking about this after a 35-0 win last week. But I was on Buffalo last week, and that was not deserving of a 35-point win. I mean, the Dolphins really bogged down in the red zone quite a bit. And the Bills' offense just didn't look all that good. So for me, this is a big price tag to be laying with an offense that just doesn't have it right now. So I like Washington in this spot. I mean, it's definitely one of those hold-your-nose picks because Heinicke loves to throw it over the middle of the field, and he's really going to make us sweat at various points. But I mean, I just really can't get to this number at this point, and this is someone who came into the year very high on Buffalo. So I do like the spot for Washington. I'd grab them at 7.5 or better.
Rob, we have a ton of games on the board that feature quarterback news or quarterback injuries or a combination of the two. One of them is this Bears-Browns game where obviously Justin Fields is going to start instead of Andy Dalton. The Browns, rather, are a 7-point favorite with a total, a pretty low total of 45.5. What do you make of Fields in his first start, and what do you like in the game?
I like the Bears here. I think that they're a very live underdog, and anyone who wants to point to Fields' success rate so far in the NFL, which is like 25 plays or whatever, I mean, it's kind of like not even worth looking at this point, especially considering that the Bears had two major drops when Fields was in the game last week, including one in the end zone. So I'm just not going to put any stock into that. I don't think you can get me to believe that Fields is not an upgrade over Andy Dalton at this point. He's just going to offer so much more in the running game as well, which Dalton doesn't give you. You go back to week one, Dalton didn't throw a pass more than 10 yards downfield. So because of that, I do like the Chicago Bears offense. I'm at least upgrading them in this game. And on the other side of things, you have to start to worry about the Browns offense. Two offensive linemen not practicing right now. Might get Odell Beckham back, but who knows if he's 100%. Jarvis Landry out for them. So they're kind of losing weapons all around right there. And I just don't see that much of a discrepancy between these two teams headed into this week. I should also point out that quarterbacks making their first career start, historically, a very good spot. Now, I think a lot of that is more to do with like late round quarterbacks and not necessarily the guys that we know about. But just in general, I don't know that there's a lot of casual NFL fans that are running to bet Fields in this game here, thinking that the Cleveland Browns are a powerhouse right now. And this is another game where I just can't get to a touchdown. So I like the Bears quite a bit in this spot, and I do think they're live on the money line as well.
Rob, let's go to Foxborough here with the Patriots, 2.5-point favorites against the New Orleans Saints. The total here is 42.5, and I think we kind of have like a pretty strong stance on side and total, at least in terms of teasers with New Orleans, and we're talking about the total as well. I feel like it might be a little too low. Curious your take here, side and total with the Patriots and the Saints.
Oh, absolutely agree on the total. I think this is one of my favorite plays of the week is looking at the over in this game. If you're looking at a total of 42.5, there's been an average of about 48.5 points in the NFL this year so far. So we're saying that these two teams deserve a touchdown less as a total based off of what? I mean, neither has a bad offense. They're probably both going to end right around league average in terms of EPA per play on offense. I'm not really necessarily sold on the Patriots defense being elite right now. I think they've had two very easy matchups to start the year against Tua and against Zach Wilson last week. So this is a big upgrade for them against another offense. And the Saints defense still has a lot of question marks altogether. So I look at totals that are in this price range, low 40s, and I say either has to be elite defenses or abysmal offenses. And we're not really getting either here. So I like the over quite a bit. I think the Saints are a great teaser leg. I think they're probably live on the money line as well, but I much prefer the total in this game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Rob, I mentioned we had some games with quarterback news. One that absolutely fits that description, really, for both teams. One where we know and one where we don't is this Miami-Vegas game. So Tua, fractured ribs, obviously out. Derek Carr looks like he's going to play. I don't think they have it 100% confirmed yet, but it's at least like murky, probably going to play, but dealing with an injury. So you have quarterback issues on both sides. Jacoby Brissett going to start for Miami. Raiders a 4-point favorite with a very low total that's come down today, actually, 43.5. What do you like in Miami and Vegas?
Another side in total for me in this game. I like the underdog Dolphins, and I like the under in this game as well. I don't consider Jacoby Brissett a downgrade to Tua, so let's just start there. Again, a lot of people had a lot of hype surrounding Tua going into this season. He just hasn't shown it in the regular season, and Brissett is a seasoned veteran, probably one of the better backups in the league as well. So I don't think that there's a big downgrade here altogether. And I look on the other side of the ball. Obviously, the Raiders have looked really good this year, but let's provide some context. They played a Baltimore defense that was really hurting at cornerback. Obviously, Marcus Peters out. Jimmy Smith was out for that game. Marlon Humphrey got hurt in-game, even though he ended up finishing that one out. And then last week, the Steelers lose Joe Hayden and Devin Bush prior to the game, and their entire defensive line during the game as well. So I think a lot of things have worked in the Raiders' favor that leads them to have an overvalued offense right now. I think they're playing a very good defense here, especially with some decent cornerbacks that can really shut down their wide receivers. I don't think Las Vegas is going to score at will like they did in the first couple of games of the year. And for that reason, again, I think one of the units in this game is overvalued. That's the Raiders' offense. Leads me to like the Fins and the under in the game.
Oh, well, we're pretty happy right now because I feel like we are like collectively like simpatico on a lot of these thoughts that we've had all week, Rob, that you're giving us here. So this is pretty good. Let's see if we can keep it rolling here. You better. You bet. BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on BetQL. Tremendous Thursday. Chatting the NFL with the great Rob Bazzola on Twitter. At Rob Bazzola. Rob, the game of the day on Sunday, we can't wait for it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, and the Los Angeles Rams. At Bet Rivers right now, the Bucs a short road favorite. I know this opened with the Rams as a short favorite. Bucs about -1, total 55.5. What about the game of the day, Bucs visiting the Rams?
I like the Bucs here. You're never going to – it's never a bad play betting on Tom Brady. Let's just put it that way. The guy started three.
What a role reversal for you, Rob. Now you're Mr. Tom Brady. Absolutely love it.
You know what? The Bucs should have obviously signed Andy Dalton leading into last year instead of Tom Brady, but I'm fine that they ended up with Brady instead. Both would have won the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. We can throw that, you know, under the rug right now. But, no, the reality is Brady's covered 59% of the games in his entire career. And if I look at one unit that I think I have the biggest question marks about going into this game, it would be the Rams defense. And we can look at what they've done through the first couple games of the year. I think it's kind of a little bit misleading against the Bears in week one, where the Bears looked really good on offense in the first half, but that was kind of just dinking and dunking their way up the field. And then last week, and I still have some concerns with them going forward. Obviously, they've lost Brandon Staley, who was their defensive coordinator last year. I think their numbers on defense last year were largely inflated by the fact that they played a very easy schedule of opposing cornerbacks. So I think this is a big upgrade for them. And personally, I make the Bucs almost a 3-point favorite in this game. I still think that there's value in this number. I just think that there's still a discrepancy between these two teams, and we're really talking ourselves into the Rams being this legitimate contender right now, but I just don't think they're on the same level as Tampa Bay.
Rob, both the Sunday night and Monday night games this week are incredibly fascinating. We can do the Sunday night game first. So Green Bay, San Francisco, rematch of obviously NFC Championship game a couple years ago, won by San Francisco when they went to the Super Bowl. San Francisco, they were 3.5. Now it looks like sort of 3, but juice towards San Francisco. So a little money on the Packers, total 49.5. What do you like in Packers and Niners?
I really like the over in this game. Now, granted, my biggest miss last week would have been the 49ers-Eagles over, which just never even came close. But when you look at that game, the Eagles' defensive line really dominated that game. Garoppolo didn't have much time in the pocket. They really couldn't get the running game going until Brandon Graham got injured there as well. So I just don't see the Packers being able to do that. And historically speaking, especially under Kyle Shanahan, you look at what this 49ers offense has done to this Packers defense, and they just basically run all over them, and the Packers can't stop it. And personally, I just don't see Green Bay having the personnel to change that this time around. So I do think the 49ers are pretty much going to score at will in this game, like they've consistently done over the years against the Packers. And on the other side of the ball, I know Emmanuel Mosley is now practicing for the 49ers in a limited capacity, but still, that's an area of weakness for them. I do think Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball against this team. So I do see points scored in this game. I would have expected this total to be somewhere around 51. It's still in the upper 40s. So I do like the value on the over there. In terms of side, like, my raw number agrees with this market move towards Green Bay. I think it's always appealing to get points with Aaron Rodgers, but the matchup itself just lends itself to me really struggling with backing the Packers in this spot, knowing that, or at least believing strongly that their defense is just going to get shredded in this game.
All right, Rob, let's move to Monday Night Football here, where your Dallas Cowboys, after a stirring win last week on the road at the LA Chargers, a 4-point home favorite over Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Total here is 52. I think this is going to be a really entertaining game. I kind of like your team in this game here. What do you like Monday, Cowboys against the Eagles?
I mean, I'm still not sold on my own team, which is the Cowboys. I'm a big Cowboys fan, for those that don't know. I like the Eagles in this spot personally. And now, obviously, we're going to have to account for Brandon Graham being out and Brandon Brooks being out. Those are big losses for both the O-line and D-line for the Philadelphia Eagles. But part of me hates the fact that the Cowboys won last week in the manner that they won, which was running all over the Chargers. And I feel very strongly that they're going to employ a similar game plan this week, which I don't think is going to work in their favor. Now, Amari Cooper is questionable to play in this game, so I think that's even more likely that we're going to see Dallas running the ball really heavily, and I just don't like that. I still think that the Eagles' defensive line is going to be able to hold up just in general because they have one of the stronger ones in the entire league. And on the other side of things, Dallas didn't force a punt last week. They ended up winning the game. They've struggled defensively throughout the course of the season so far. I think there's a lot of opportunities here. The Philadelphia Eagles' offensive line is one of the best in the league right now. Jalen Hurts under center. One thing about this Cowboys defense over the last few years, they cannot defend quarterbacks that can scramble. Now, granted, most of the quarterbacks that can scramble in the league are pretty good, like Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray and so on and so forth, but they just have not been able to figure that out. And personally, I see this being a field goal game either way. So I like the value with the Eagles. I also do slightly lean to the under here just because of how I figure this game is going to play out with Dallas trying to control the clock and getting into that state of mind. I mean, they do typically play fast early on in the game, but I could totally see them try to slow this down and keep the Eagles offense off the field. So I prefer the Eagles, but also strong lean to the under.
Rob, in 5 seconds with no context, do you have a play tonight for Thursday Night Football, Panthers and Texans?
The play is to spend time with my wife tonight.
Okay, well, enjoy that with Mrs. Pizzola. Rob's podcast is Circles Off. The app is BetStamp. The Sunday morning Periscope can be found on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. My friend, have a safe drive home. Enjoy the games this weekend. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck this week.
That's our pal Rob Pizzola here on BetQL. All right, coming up next, whatever you prefer, as we continue sifting through the NFL futures market.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.